We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 582, item 33. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 582, item 33, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Now we shall clarify the issue of the bitush, beating of or pnimi, inner light, and or makif, surrounding light, on one another, which yields to the hizdakhut, purification of the masach, and the loss of the last bechina of aviut, coarseness. As these two lights are opposite, yet connected through the masach in malchut of Rosh of Adam Kadmon, they beat and strike one another. Interpretation. The zivug de'aka'a in the pe de rosh de'ak, in the masach in malchut de rosh, called pe, which was the reason for clothing the or pnimi, inner light of ak, by the or chozer, reflected light it raised, is also the reason for the exit of the or makif of ak. Because it detained the light of Ein Sof from clothing in Bechina Daled, the fourth Bechina, the light came out in the form of Or Makif. In other words, that whole part of the light that the Or Chozer cannot clothe, like the Bechina Daled itself, came out and became Or Makif. Thus, the Masach in Pe is the reason for the Or Makif, as it is the reason for the Or Pnimi.
Meaning all this pleasure that a person, the vessel, right, is capable of receiving in order to bestow. Receive it, take it in order to bestow. And this is called inner light, which expands within the desire, from Pe down to the Taboo. All that pleasure that is incapable of bestowing in order to bestow, because it is too great of a pleasure. Hence, he must leave it in order not to receive, yet measuring it, checking it out in the Rosh, and seeing it's too much, I'll forget about the importance of the owner, of the landlord. I'll be addicted to that pleasure. It's too big. Thus, leaving it on the outside, and the same pleasure is called surrounding light. We are seeing here that our work is constantly working on the desire, working in an effort, how much yes and how much not, to constantly be, try and be a bit more, a bit less, a bit more, a bit less. Where is that boundary whereby I think for the sake of the Creator or for my own sake, it is constantly very meticulous work, constantly very seemingly in very nervous, very tight, in with the desires, and should we constantly stand before it, as in our world, for pleasures and lust, we wouldn't have lust. It's you can go crazy. It's to receive, I don't know what, like a breaking of the vessels, really. Rather, here, the entire work is because the upper light appears, and the upper light does those things for me. All I need to be attracted to is towards adhesion. That's the light. Well, the Lord will end the job for me. He does the action. So don't be such, well, do not compare it with what we in our world should be in potential. Rather, here is the work is done by the upper light, which bring us those discernments, thus we become partners to it. With it. Nevertheless, the light scrutinizes the vessels, the light brings a screen, the light brings us everything. All we have to do is being dependent upon it, attracted to its action, being as much as possible desiring for it to happen. The person is very weak, he has nothing other than the very same small spark the Creator gave him to long to desire it. Well, we have nothing in and of ourselves. Who are we? The creature is just a creature, existence from absence, and that's it. So here, our whole work is to desire so that more and more of the upper force will come, the light, and will scrutinize and do it. And this is what is called the wars of the Lord. All we have to do is to put our hands up, the hands of faith, as Moses did, only allowing the light to work us. It happens. And thus we, due to small effort we are capable of doing in our discernments as we're heading, only towards chibur, only towards connection. All we want, we slightly want, and the rest is done by the light that come and activate power stations and big things only due to our small inclination. Hence, do not think that much that we have to be in such tension that we need to grow crazy by criticizing how should we realize this pleasure or that pleasure and this pleasure, yes, this pleasure not. We are performing very small work. Hence, our work is called the work of the Lord. Nevertheless, it is as if dependent upon men, but called the work of the Lord, where one activates the Creator, the upper light, to do his work, and he himself is just a kind of a trigger or just a relaying station. That through a small action, we can activate huge installations, right? That's it. So, a little shelter which operates, activates many things. This is how work is. So we have a desire to receive, as usual, restriction. More beyond restriction, we have a screen, as we want all the pleasure we are discovering, right? We are discovering different pleasures here corresponding to our desire to receive. In my desire to receive, I have five parts. Shorish, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Shorish, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, in which I am discovering the light, right? I'm discovering pleasures in nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, called. Discovering. Now I'm doing a calculation and how much can I receive in order to bestow. How much? Running calculation. Now, how much can I receive in order to bestow? It is a problem. This is a problem. I need to imagine it correctly. Why here the problem is in Rosh? Well, I need to build the Rosh. Who can tell me? Who can say what is unique about my Rosh? It's not just a calculation.
No.
Well? Yeah, making a calculation, that's fine. What calculation? What's unique? No, don't give him the mic. No. Think. Yes. No, quickly.
The problem is he needs to have the whole picture of the body, of the goof.
He has it. He knows himself. He's familiar with himself. So what do I need to calculate after the restriction now? Huh? Before you?
How can I bring contentment to the Creator by receiving but by bestowing?
Well, what does that mean? What pleasure do I need to make a calculation upon?
A pleasure that comes to me from the Creator.
Not the pleasure as I had in Malchut of Ein Sof, being pleasure from, say, the delicacies, rather from the pleasure that I'm receiving it from the host. I have an additional pleasure that I get to know him, his attitude, his relationship to me. Yeah? Say you inviting me to your place, right? And making a little, just a salad or something simple. However, I understand that you have done it all-heartedly. So I must run a calculation, not upon this salad. Well, that too I must run a calculation upon. However, the main thing is the greatness of the host. We are discovering in spirituality that all the pleasure comes from the greatness of the host. Because all in all, the kli of ours, our natural kli vessel, is a point, it's hardly anything. All the pleasure that come that we have from the upper light is pleasure due to the awareness, recognition of the greatness of the host. And here, to start with, I must do this description and a calculation. How much should and how much should I not? So, all right, I'm ready. The calculation, let's say I can receive 20%. 20%. So I'm dividing my parts, what I have here, and 20%. Each one of them I receive. I'm receiving. And what's in them is called inner light.
Barun?
Is that clear? What remains, the empty vessels, what's in them? Well, you tell me. Or Makif. How could that be Or Makif? Meaning pleasures that have not received in those vessels. What? Would they be in these vessels?
Inspiration from not wanting it for myself, not the pleasure itself that enters anyway.
In those kelim, I will have the light of chasadim. Light of chasadim.
Or chasadim. Lama?
Light of chasadim. Why? Because I don't want to use those vessels. I want to be only connected to the host. Out of the adhesion to the host, I'm leaving these kelim as empty, although they're great desires. Great desires. So in them there's the light of chasadim. Also light. Also light. And in Osh, what I have, what do I have in Osh?
Or Chuzer.
Or
Chuzer. Chuzer.
What else? Direct light, or Yeshar? No, why? Meaning here there is direct light. That is clothed in Or Chuzer.
Ten
Sefirot of Osh, I've got everything. The Osh is basically, I can say, Ein Sof. It is round. Yes.
No.
Well, you have a mic next to you.
20% of inner light enters
into where?
No, to the Toch.
Toch is considered that. This is self.
So these 20% are in every Bechina, in Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, or is it together?
Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, Naran Chai, which enter Toch. Or we can say, in different manner, as we are used to, maybe this is better, Rosh Toch Sof. Here it is 20%. Here it is 80% empty vessels. And here it is empty 80% of the light called surrounding light or Mekif. Rosh Toch Sof.
Yes.
How does the Masach know how many percents of the light he can receive as inner or surrounding light?
What is Rosh for? First of all, I'm making a calculation. What's the difference between Rosh and Toch and Sof? It is the same desires, the same desires. However, now I'm examining. I have pleasures before me. I can feel them as if I'm tasting them within. It's truly so. In spirituality, it is not like in it's like, how does it appear and what color, smells, etc. As you don't know. Later on, you can take it in mouth and feel it too salty or something, right? In spirituality, it isn't so. You are truly tasting, you are as if tasting everything. If you are saying in the tasting, in the right, if you're going in the right tasting, you are not mistaken. You have all the options up front to feel those pleasures within the kelim. Let's put it this way. I don't know how to put it. In our world, it doesn't take place. In spirituality, there is no difference between Rosh and the Guf. Rather, it is in potential, this is in action. However, these are the same desires. It is as if you are given a tasting of all the delicacies, all the pleasures, in order for you to know what it is. You are receiving impression from them, a total impression from them. The light is revealed within the kelim. Like, hear out, hear me out, what's happening. You made a restriction, yes, you're about to run a screen over it. Your restriction means that what you're about to receive now will never be in order to receive. Now, you are examining how much outside of it, above what you're not receiving, how much can you do receive in order to bestow? Meaning, all this Rosh is not only in order to do a restriction. Just running a restriction, there's no Rosh. Making a restriction, it isn't a calculation. I'm not receiving for myself, and that's it. However, now, I will receive for myself to the extent that within me in order to bring contentment to him. So you are now allowed to feel because you are constantly under the restriction. The restriction enters if absorbed in all your desires. Then all these desires, as each and every desire is small, they're all in restriction for myself. You can start tasting those pleasures and examining, can I receive them in order to bestow or not? Here's the question. Well, here are many questions. However, the question is, how can I nevertheless be confident that I am not, all of a sudden I will not change? The fact I will not change due to the restriction, had I discovered pleasures I had at the time of the restriction. Over here are greater pleasures because I'm receiving in order to bestow. I'm receiving from the host. I'm as if discovering the greatness of the host in all, in addition to each and every flavor of the delicacies. And upon that, seemingly, I need to run a calculation. Hence, here revealed the new scrutiny. It's here of your new scrutiny. Let's put it this way. Had I been receive only the delicacy upon which I made a restriction, I receive in order to bestow, no problem. Because the greatness of the host is revealed, I have such a great pleasure due to it that I cannot receive more than a fine line. That's it. Meaning all my work corresponding to the greatness of the Creator. How to receive the greatness of the Creator in order to bestow. Not to start enjoying in Him, rather enjoying from Him. What does that mean? I'm enjoying having a contact with Him. He's serving me. He loves me. I become spoiled. I see that He loves me anyhow in absolute love, both good and bad, good that does good. How will I save myself here to be as Ein, and only degree per degree I am connected to Him? There are many calculations here in the Rosh, but there are some lacking words, because Rosh is everything. It's the whole difference between the desire to receive and the desire to receive called Adam. Yes.
From what we hear through the taste itself that I'm tasting, then I'm merited of acknowledging His greatness, or is it the other way around?
Through the flavors, tamim. Without tamim, you have no contact with Him. What contact would you have?
So I taste the flavor of the food on the host guest, and through that I come to know His greatness, His gadlut.
Yes, but before you have the previous development, as you rejected the idea which you did want, meaning you already have inner discernments.
Due to the restriction, we're at that point of evolution. Now the question is, where do we have the shame here? While we are talking, I'm thinking about the shame in this whole process.
It is in the sort of the restriction. That's in under the condition that it exists. And you are beyond restriction. The restriction is saying, I don't receive anything for myself. Okay, but receive for me. You know, like a child says, this is for daddy, this is for mommy, this is for granny. Well, take a bit more, eat some more. Like you're telling a guest, well, do me a favor. Taste that, taste this. Yeah, right? So he as if doesn't want, right? Rather, He is doing you a favor beyond what He has decided. And then He uses the fact you are pressuring Him, and He can add power to Himself beyond restriction in receiving in order to bestow only for you.
Meaning after the restriction, we already sit by the table together. We reach, let's say, 20%, and I don't have any shame in this whole process. I already enjoyed the host, or what?
No. The shame isn't cancelled. So now you are in shame, brought you to restriction. After the restriction, you have no shame. It is within. You have covered it by the action of restriction. Now, as you are heading to receive for Him, then the same shame turns into honor. What I've felt shame before, now I'm not feeling shame. I'm giving Him. He's receiving from me. I'm doing a favor to the host.
I hope that I will find the correct words. I assume, this is how I feel, that during the pleasure that I feel when I'm in front of the source of delight, I have this inner shame that I cannot confront that pleasure. I'm talking about that shame. I taste the flavor, I appreciate being in front of him, and I want to reject it at that time. So here there is a shame. It wants to reject it. On the one hand, you enjoy, and the other hand, you feel that you can't face it.
No, you become partner with the Creator. Both of you are working with your desire to receive, which you are not within the desire to receive. You are being above it. Meaning, as if the two of you are facing, are before the desire to receive. Meaning, him and I becoming partners. I'm feeling that although it is as if belonged to me, but I'm refrained from it, abstained from it. I'm separated from my desire to receive. Now I want to work with it like with a third side. That's it. Something doesn't belong to me. How do I use all that is me that you have made? Well, you have made in order to turn it into servitude tool. I have no more shame. I have no more shame. I have nothing. I'm looking at myself like of building equal relationships, bringing contentment. We, as a matter of fact, approaching conclusion, but all right, it's good questions. Let's ask one more question.
Inner light is a result of the reflected light.
Inner light, opening me, is a result of direct light and returning light. Yes.
And the reflected light, is it a feeling? Is it a flavor, a taste?
No. Everything is a sensation and taste and tamim. Everything matches the desire to receive. Only within the desire to receive we are speaking.
But it's after the restriction.
Yeah.
So according to what we have this flavor of the reflected light, what gives that taste?
The fact I can delay the pleasures and prefer instead of pleasures, corporal pleasures. Corporal meaning that are in the desire to receive. Pleasures that I bring to the host. These are the tamim. These are the tamim that later on would be expanded within the goof. Within the goof, I don't feel the tamim due to receiving from him. I feel tamim due to adhesion. The main thing is to achieve adhesion. Indeed, the light itself is like one little candle. And I, by knowing the host, by the love, by the connection between us, we turn it into such infinite flame. And we're moving to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
אתה מרשיע את כולם מתוך לבך עולה תפילה כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך בעזרתם להינצל העתיד הטוב שלך כולנו לנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה, והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה. כולנו נשמה אחת צוחים בים שלו, עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.